Dan Ava. Here we are again. And the National Broadcasting Company is happy to present Edward McHugh, your gospel singer, in another of the programs devoted to the familiar old hymns that have come to have such a staunch place in the lives of all of us. Ladies and gentlemen, your gospel singer.
Edward McHugh speaking, and I open the program today singing to Mrs. M. Benz of Flushing, New York, and to Mrs. Margaret Gensch of Amityville, Long Island, on her 81st birthday, and to Mrs. Vera Gordon of Jacksonville, Florida, as I sing that lovely solo by Blanche Seaver, Just for Today.
And its needs, I do not pray. Keep me, my God, from stain of sin, just for today. Let me but diligently work and duly pray. Let me be kind in word and deed, just for today. Let me be slow to do my will, prompt to obey. Oh, keep me in thy loving care, just for today. Let me nor wrong or rival word unthink. Set thou a seal upon my lips just for today. Let me in season, Lord, be grave in season gay. Let me be faithful to thy grace. And if today my tide of life should end, thy sacrament divine. So for tomorrow and its needs, I do not pray. But guide me, love, and guide me, Lord, just for today.
And now for Mrs. William Greens and Mrs. James Clark of Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and to Mrs. A.R. Jenkins of New Haven, Connecticut, I sing that beloved old Scottish hymn, My Ain Country.
Until my name do see
the golden gates of heaven on my head. The earth is black with flowers, money tinted precious gates. The bird is warbled blithely on the fiddle made say. And he suits God as getting free me. Till I hear the angels singing in a way for me. I biscuit word for promise that's a blotsome day the king to his inner royal palace his banished him willfully. We and we have read it all we shall see. The king in his beauty say I'm watching, I am singing over him as I wait. For the sooner his foot far this side the golden gate. It got his grace if he'll guide him. What lessons new to me that we all began in gladness, they are gone.
Friend, I have a lovely letter from a Canadian mother telling me how she and her son would listen to my program each day, and now they are parted. He is serving his country. And she asked me to remember him in my thoughts, so I'm going to dedicate this poem to him and to all the boys. It's called A Prayer for a Friend and was written by Ruth Margaret Gibbs. Dear God, whatever be the path that he must go, whether beside the waters that are cool and still, or over silent ridges of some far-off hill, moon shadow, still I pray thou wilt be there to show the path, guiding his wayward feet throughout the years. By day a cloud will do, one that is very white and pure before him always. And for lonely nights, I would not ask that he should know no tears. A falling star that shattered when it fell would be a long remembered lesson that his heart would keep. But God, when on the trail, forgotten he must weep, give him the hand of comfort thou hast given me. Now may I tell all my New York listeners that you can tune in again now every Wednesday and Friday, and I shall be with you as usual, 5 days a week, from Monday to Friday. And now for all my shut-in friends, I sing the beautiful Garden of Prayer.
There's a garden where Jesus is waiting. There's a place that is wondrously fair, for it glows with the light of his presence. It's a beautiful garden of prayer. Oh, the beauty beautiful garden, the garden of prayer. Oh, the beautiful garden of prayer. There my Savior awaits, and he opens the gate to a garden where Jesus is waiting, and I go with my burden and care, just to bow and receive a new blessing in a beautiful garden of prayer. Oh, the beautiful garden, the garden of prayer. Oh, the beautiful garden of prayer. There my Savior awaits, and he opens the gate to
interrupt our program for a special bulletin. Great Britain has now ranged itself against the Japanese army in a state of war. Prime Minister Churchill gave the declaration of war before the House of Commons less than 1 hour ago, and he announced that the government of the Netherlands was also at war with the Japanese. Then Churchill added, it only remains now for the two great democracies to face their task with whatever strength God may give them. The Philippine Islands today are taking the brunt of Japan's attacks upon American territory. So far, Manila, the capital, has not been raided. But reports there say that the Japanese latest aerial assault was on Fort Stotzenberg, the second largest army fort in the island. Several army posts and airfields already have been bombed to the north and south of the capital city. Japan has already knocked Thailand out of the war. Siamese troops were given the order to cease firing, and Japanese units already are reported to be racing through Siamese territory to a new point of attack. One assault on the narrow Malayan Peninsula has been beaten off by the British, but Australia's Prime Minister Curtin has just announced a Japanese attack upon the British, also known as Point Pleasant Island. In China, the government of Generalissimo Chiang Kai-shek has made a formal declaration of war upon the Japanese after 4 years of warfare, which has been designated by the term incident. Not only Japan is included in this Chinese declaration, but also Germany and Italy. Over in Europe, Berlin's official spokesman said this morning that Germany has been in constant contact with Tokyo for the past several days. Down in Washington this morning, President Roosevelt is still at work upon the report he will make to Congress at 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. It is now believed that the chief executive will appear before Congress in person to deliver this momentous address. Keep tuned to this station for further news developments. This is the National Broadcasting Company.